Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to today's positive top-line results from phase III study of DORIA conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, the 19th March 2019. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Juan López Belmonte. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much and good morning to everyone. This is Javier López Belmonte, CFO of Rovi. At this time, I would like to welcome everybody to this conference call to discuss DORIA positive top-line results, which we'll start in a moment. Let me please first introduce Rovi's attendees today. Juan López Belmonte, CEO, Ivonne Gutierro, Corporate R&D Director, Marta Campos, Investor Relations, and myself. All lines are now mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, as the operator said, there will be a question and answer session. Let me now turn the call to the CEO, Mr. Juan López Belmonte.
Thank you, Javier, and welcome to everybody. We are very happy to announce positive top-line results from phase II study of DORIA in patients with schizophrenia. Top-line results from the pivotal study PRISMA 3 of its once-monthly injectable antipsychotic show that primary and key secondary efficacy endpoints were achieved with both doses, 75 milligrams and 100 milligrams, tested for the treatment of patients with acute exacerbation of schizophrenia. The results also document a favorable safety profile consistent with data known from oral risperidone. As expected, the final clinical report will be available by June 2019. Likewise, the application for registration with the FDA in USA is planned for the second half of 2019. It is a great satisfaction to have obtained such good and robust efficacy and safety results with DORIA, which we consequently hope will allow us to make rapid progress with the registration in the US and Europe. In addition, risperidone ISM, if approved, may represent a first-line therapeutic option for those schizophrenia patients in whom prescribers consider risperidone to be the treatment of choice. Let me now turn the call over to the Corporate Research and Development Director, Ivonne Gutierro, who will explain in detail these positive top-line results.
Thank you, Juan. Let me briefly describe the design of our pivotal phase III study, which has been a multicenter, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial to evaluate, after a period of 12 weeks, the efficacy and safety of once-monthly intramuscular injections of risperidone ISM in patients with acute exacerbation of schizophrenia. The protocol and the analysis plan of this clinical trial was reviewed and granted by the FDA through the procedure of a special protocol assessment. A total of 438 patients were included in the double-blind period of the study and were randomly allocated to receive risperidone ISM 75 milligrams or 100 milligrams or placebo. Slightly more than half of the participants, 61%, were recruited in U.S. centers. At the beginning of the study, patients of both sexes were between 18 and 64 years old and were diagnosed with schizophrenia according to the criteria of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition, and presented with an acute exacerbation or relapse of the disease, confirmed by a PANSS total score between 80 and 120, and a CGI, Clinical Global Impression Scale score greater than or equal to 4, which is moderately ill. The pre-specified primary efficacy endpoint in the study was the mean change at 12 weeks from baseline values in the PANSS total score, using a mixed effects model with repeated measurements, with the Hummel's closed testing correction for multiple testing procedure. In addition, the study protocol pre-specified a key secondary efficacy endpoint, which is the mean change in the CGI as total score at 12 weeks compared to the baseline value. We are happy to announce today In this study, patients treated with once monthly risperidone doses of either 75 mg or 100 mg of DORIA obtained statistically significant reductions from baseline, with a probability of null hypothesis below 0.0001, compared to placebo in the positive and negative syndrome scale, PANSS, total score at week 12, which was the pre-specified efficacy endpoint in the trial. In addition, doses of risperidone once monthly 75 and 100 mg compared to placebo also showed a statistical significant improvement with a p below 0.0001 in our key secondary pre-specified efficacy endpoint, which is the total score of the Clinical Global Impression Severity Scale at 12 weeks. As Juan has already mentioned, DORIA also has shown a favorable safety profile, and the final CRS, the clinical study report of the efficacy study, will be available in June 2019. We would like to close this top-line results presentation with the first opinion of Dr. Correll, Professor of Psychiatry and Molecular Medicine at the Donald Barbara Zucker School of Medicine at Hofstra Northwell in Hempstead in New York, on the outcome of this clinical trial. The positive results of the PRISMA 3 study provide the clinical evidence that risperidone ISM allows for a meaningful control of schizophrenia symptoms in patients with an acute illness exacerbation, using once monthly injection and without needing loading doses or oral supplementation. If approved, DORIA may represent a first-line therapeutic option for those schizophrenia patients in whom prescribers, patients, and families consider risperidone to be the treatment of choice. Let me now turn the call over to the CFO, Mr. Javier López Belmonte.
We have ended the presentation. We now turn we can now start the question and answer session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Please stand by while we compile the Q&A queue. This will only take a few moments. If you wish to cancel your request, please press hash key. Once again, star 1 if you wish to ask a question. And our first question comes from the line of Samir Devani. Please ask your question.
Good morning, everyone. Congratulations on the data. I've just got a few questions. I just wanted to check that you've seen a dose response between your 75 and 100 mg doses. A second question is just on the rapidity of the PANSS reduction, and I think you were hoping to see a significant change at day 4, so whether you'd seen that. And then maybe just an update from you on your plans for U.S. marketing, whether you sort of firmed up how you're going to progress there. Thanks.
Well, this is Yvonne Gutierrez. In regard to your first two questions about the dose response between the 75 and 100 and the fast onset of action, the results have not been disclosed yet. So unfortunately, we cannot share them. We will share them in the clinical study report in June. So at this moment, the results have not been public. Anyway, our aim and the design of the formulation is to provide fast plasma levels since the very beginning. And therefore, our aim, of course, is to demonstrate our superior clinical use in stabilizing the patients faster than other formulations, without the need of oral concomitant medications or additional loading doses.
Hello, Samir. This is Juan. Regarding our plans and strategy, unfortunately, there is not much that we can expand ourselves today. I think we had to wait to have the full package of results by Q2 this year, with the knowledge of all the details, once they are fully disclosed, we'll be able to provide visibility of which are our plans for the USA.
Okay, thanks, Juan. Thanks very much.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Harry Sefton. Please ask your question.
Hi there. I actually was going to ask on the pounds reduction. So, no, if that data isn't being made available, then I don't have any further questions.
Thank you, Harry.
And there are no further questions at this moment. Please continue.
All right, so there are no further questions at this moment. We would like to thank you once again, everybody, for joining us today in this important day in the history of Rovi. We can now end this call. Thank you, everybody, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
And that does conclude our conference for today. You may all disconnect.